Now we will look at what is, till this moment we've always looked at what is an interview process, how can we better it, but now we look at the interview process from the perspective of an interviewer. So the primary question here that is the crux of our discussion is how to be a good interviewer. What are the key characteristics? What are the key qualities? What are the key attributes? What are the personality aspects of a good interviewer or an effective interviewer? We're going to discuss about them in this and the next few slides. So, friends, the first thing that we need to understand is interviewing job candidates is like a fine art. It's a fine art. It needs a lot of sense, it needs a lot of discretion, it needs a lot of thought, it needs planning and strategizing. So, it's a kind of a fine art. In fact, within the span of a couple of hours, you need to make up your mind as to whether the interviewee is the right person for the job or not. There are several aspects to support the particular statement that's made here. In fact, these things are done in a very tactful manner. An interview needs to be conducted in a very tactful manner. You need to at times look beyond the resume, beyond the application blank, probably need to look at the social networking sites as to how a person is actually. You need to ask the right kind of questions in order to understand. You need to elicit a lot of open responses from the person. Thus, these are the points which actually make a person, be like a good interviewer or be effective with the interviewing process. The next portion is to be prepared. It's extremely critical, extremely important that we are prepared as interviewers in the interview, in the interviews. We need a good amount of planning. We need to find essential attributes. If the person has been subjected to an interview in our organization, so we need to understand what are those things. What is essential to being a great interviewer is being prepared. So you need to be proactive. As I will reiterate from the past last slide, we need to proactively look at certain information about this person, the kind of recommendations he's or she has received, the kind of endorsements, the kind of work that they have done in a previous organization. What companies normally don't give you is the insight into what the hiring manager is actually looking for. So you need to look into the job description, you need to look into what are the exact skills, capabilities that you're looking for, directed through the job description approach. Well, in order to be a good interviewer, that's what we are covering. It's important that we are prepared. This also encompasses looking beyond the resume or beyond the application. Time and again, we've discussed this. You need to be proactive. You need to look at other sources, if any, of the interview. Let us say if there's been more than one interview, or the person's been through an assessment center, or what the person is posting on social networking sites. This is extremely important for management positions, since the manager sets the group tone, and the wrong tone can, it can crater a group or it can destroy a group. So basically, you need to understand the previous achievements of this kind of a person, whether the person has been instrumental in developing his team or group or otherwise. Let's move ahead. Starting out right is also extremely important. Most of the candidates will be nervous when they first meet you. It's extremely important to put the candidate on the right foot. A lot of nervous candidates will not show their true selves. So it's extremely important for us to encourage them in order to show their true selves, in order to show their true potential. A lot of times it has been noticed with technical candidates. These people who do not have a command over the language. These are the people who are prone to be more upset or nervous. Thus, we need to make them comfortable. Your first task is to make them feel comfortable. You can do so by asking them if they want anything, introducing yourself, introducing your company, starting with a small talk, asking them about how their journey was, till here, how did they reach? Did they find any challenges finding the address and so on? It's a good idea to make them as comfortable as possible. A few techniques which I have discussed, some of them like ask if they need anything. So if they need some water, if they seem nervous through their body language, signals like sweating, shaking of hands, quivering of the voice, all these signify, you know, or they are symptoms of nervousness. So asking them anything they want greatly helps. Introduce yourself. Introduce, you know, start out with ideal chit chat, which is nothing but the small talk. Tell them what's going to happen. Tell them the duration of the interview, some procedures of the interview, so that they know what lies ahead. Also ask if they need anything again. So by doing this, you develop a certain sense of comfort. You develop trust. They start trusting you, and so on. As an interviewer, to be effective, to be a good one, be tough but be fair. Interviewers are just a interviews are just a glimpse into the psyche of a candidate. So you are just, you know, looking at how, what mentality, what is the behavior that they're portraying. They are used only, sorry, they are only as useful as the interviewer makes them. So if an interviewer is able to get more information from a person, the interview is bound to be effective. If the person, if the interviewer is not skilled, if the interviewer cannot elicit open responses, then the interview is not effective. That's why it's critical to get as much information out of the interview as you can. Well, we were discussing the key characteristics of an interviewer, that is how to be an effective and a good interviewer. One important aspect is that the interviewers should be empathetic. They should look at things from the candidate's point of view. They should look at things from the candidate's perspective rather than their own perspective. This is especially true when we need to put the candidates at ease. We need to understand that people have a certain sense of anxiety. People have a certain sense of nervousness when it actually comes when they are facing interviews. This is prominently seen in many technically competent candidates who are not too comfortable with communication. So they seem to be stressed, they seem to be nervous. So it's extremely important that interviewing you know, is to be understood as a stressful endeavor initially. So interview in itself is a stressful kind of an activity for any given candidate. So even if the company has an environment in which there is a constant stress, the person is going to feel a position that has constant stress, but the interviewer should initially make the candidate be at ease so that the candidate can be probed. When the candidate is open, when the candidate is de-stressed, he can be probed in a better manner so that he can give out a better and more effective you know, interview, provide better and effective information about things. So hence, probe candidates when they are comfortable. So by doing this, the candidates can actually perform much better. And of course, as the candidate is inducted into the company, as they get used to the stressful environment, they will automatically start coping. So it's mandatory that in the interview stage, there should be less stress and the candidate should be at comfort. So this goes miles in creating a good interviewer. Let's move on. It's extremely important to sell the company. So the people who are interviewing, they need to create a good image about the company. They need to, of course, expand a bit. They need to not exaggerate. Exaggerate would not be the right term, but of course, positively focus on the points that are good about the company. And of course, if there are certain negative things, be candid about the few, but more of the focus needs to be on the positive things. Hence, selling the company really starts out with the first impression that is provided to the candidates. It is also on the first day, that is the induction, and of course as the journey in the organization progresses. So it really starts out with the kind of interactions that happen in the interviews and as they move on. So it's extremely important that the candidate is, you know, proud to join the particular company. If your company is competitive, then those things are just the minimum threshold to get past. So this is extremely important. The candidate will of course look at certain factors that we provide, like the benefits that are monetary in nature, the growth that can accrue if the person performs well. So all these factors need to be sold on to the candidate. They need to be a part of the kind of selling that happens, the kind of image that is portrayed towards the candidate. The last factor is, it's quite important in the interviewing to close the deal, that is to seal the deal, to impress the candidate so that the candidate makes a conscientious decision to join the company. Hence, if you see here, what it states is, closing the deal takes many forms, from direct approach to more subtle. So as you see, many of us might have also a sales background in which we also close deals. So even in that case, you see how the deals are precisely closed, what is the mechanism. In some places, the salesman directly closes the deal, whereas in some places there is a more sensitive, a more subtle approach. Even in this context, this particular context, it's also the very same. However you go about it, remember that once you have figured out what you want from the candidate, then you really need to always be trying to convince them to join. So it's important to understand what are their goals. Are they looking for monetary benefits? Are they looking for growth? Are they looking for long-term prospects? Are they looking for a promotion? Are they looking for fame? What is it that really appeals to the candidate? Are they looking for certain technical challenges in your company, and so on? So it's quite important to match up to the needs and the desires of the candidates and assure them that these needs would be fulfilled, they would be completed by the company, and thus move ahead and you can go ahead and close the deal. Well, now in the last few slides we had seen the key characteristics of an interviewer, that is how to be an effective and a good interviewer. Now let us take a look at how we go ahead and improve the interview skills. So this and some of the next slides we are going to look at improving of certain interviewing skills. In fact, this is a prerequisite for every interviewer, whether the person is doing technical interviewing or is doing human resource related interviewing. The very first aspect is the interviewer needs to be passionate about the interview subject. This is very true if you are a professional in a particular field. You must overcome personal bias or distaste towards a particular subject. If you can't, you won't get the information that you need. So whatever subject that you are interviewing, if that subject is not related to your expertise, you cannot look at it with dissent. You need to be passionate about that subject. Otherwise, if you do not possess the right knowledge, in that case, then you won't be able to do justice to the interview process. The next aspect or point is, do your homework. It's critical to understand that we need to learn as much as we can about the interviewee before the interview. In a lot of cases, your interviews are with people you've never met and about whom you know little. Contact references or sources that may be familiar with the interviewee. So you can also make use of the social recruiting sites. If it's an important position you need to fill, if you need to check certain other attributes of personality apart from the skills and the knowledge level of the person, in that particular case you need to look beyond the resume and the application blank. You also need to do your homework through the social media recruitment sites. The next point is, you need to compile a list of questions to ask the interviewee. Give considerable thought to the kind of questions you believe you need to ask. How often have you walked away from everyday conversations and asked yourself, oh, why didn't I ask him about that? So there are certain questions. In fact, in a previous slide, we've studied that structured type of interviews are more successful than the unstructured ones. So a list of frequently asked questions or your signature questions need to be a part of your interviewing process. The next point is to ask and listen. Boil down to its essence, that is what an interview is really all about. So basically you need to ask certain intelligent questions, previous step where we saw the compiling of a list. So these kind of questions should be asked in a tactful manner, and then your job is to listen intently. It's extremely critical that you listen to what the candidate says. Through listening carefully, you get to understand the views and beliefs of the candidate, the kind of competence that the candidate possesses. In any given situation, what is the presence of mind displayed? What is the kind of attitude on display? These are a few of the important aspects about asking and listening. Thus, this, although it seems like an obvious point, but the inexperienced or the novice interviewers tend to give more attention to what they are going to ask next than to what the interviewee is saying at any given moment. So this is critical that we use patience, we use keen focus while we listen to what the candidate is or the interviewee is saying, rather than anticipating what would be our next question or how the person would react to the next question. The final point here in this diagram is go with the flow of the interview. The first question you may ask may invalidate some of the other questions on your list, but it may also raise new questions. So don't just automatically go down the list. Don't make it a mechanical procedure to run through a given list or to only go through a particular predefined structure. If the flow changes, you need to think on your feet. You need to proactively change the flow in order to make the interview more effective. Thus, you need to go with the flow of the interview. You need to be more flexible at times in order to obtain more information, more knowledge from the interviewee. Let's move on to the next slide where we cover some more points related to the improvement of the interviewing skills. Now here what we see is some important tips for the interviewer. These are extremely important, so a lengthy discussion here needs to take place. Three salient points we've enlisted, although we are going to discuss a few more as well. The very first thing is the interviewer should be an active listener. Active listening is a person who listens carefully, tries to register important pieces of information, tries to note the body language, tries to maintain an eye contact, and ideally should not interrupt the candidate if something necessary does not crop up. The interviewer also should be considerate enough. We spoke about empathy some time back. So an empathetic approach needs to be adopted by the interviewer. Even if the interviewer does not agree with some points stated by the interviewee, he or she must respect the latter's feelings. The interviewer should be friendly and understanding, extremely important. In fact, some of these points overlap with parts of our previous discussion where we stated that we need to put the candidate at ease or at comfort. So in that context, the interviewer should be friendly and understanding. He should begin the interview in a friendly manner, some friendly conversation, and then show concern in family background, hobbies, etc. This procedure should make the interviewee more relaxed and comfortable. The interviewer must also restrain to the allotted time. he shouldn't indulge or she shouldn't indulge in arguments unnecessarily and should try to be precise and to the point. The interviewer must be thoroughly prepared for the questions that are likely to be asked from the candidate and should be an extremely good planner. Also, there must be a focus of attention on the interviewee. Thus, the interviewer should use positive gestures when conducting the interview. Also, needs to encourage and invite questions from the interviewee. So, the interviewer needs to ensure that the interviewee clarifies the question that he or she has. When selecting a candidate, one should not feel that he was not, sorry, when a selected candidate should not feel that he was not told or she was not told about a certain aspect of the job. There needs to also be an avoidance of distraction in the interview area. So one needs to ensure that there is no or minimal distraction when the interview is being conducted. So phone ringing all the time in the background can be a cause of distraction to the interviewer and the interviewee. So these were some of the extremely important tips for the interviewer. Now these tips have been designed, they feature in a lot of books that have been written for successful interviewing skills or for improving interviewing skills. So all these are certain hands-on kind of tips which have been discovered by prior interviewers who've developed an expertise in this particular subject. So now an important part of improving the interviewing skills is to develop an extremely good understanding of the body language. So the points enlisted here in the diagram cater to an understanding of the body language, which is quite critical. It's extremely important. Before we start discussing these particular points, let me bring to a notice that body language brings out unconscious signals from a particular person. So if a candidate is nervous, there might be instances where they might sweat or touch portions of their face or neck area. If they are not open to thoughts, they probably will cross their arms and so on. So this understanding of certain key points, certain common points related to non-verbal gestures or signals, or also called as the body language signals, are extremely important to decipher signals sent by the candidate. Thus, to have a successful interview and to make a lasting impression, the body language is extremely critical. It's very important. This comprises of the postures and the body movements, which are, as spoken, as discussed earlier, unconscious forms of expression. And therefore, they have a language of their own. Many people, that is the common people, common men, are not aware of these gestures. So we are unaware of the gestures and movements most of the times. But other people can notice our gestures and movements. Thus, if we pay attention and know what they mean, so it's quite important as interviewers to be conscious, to be focused about these things. An important thing to be noted here is that the body language applies not only to the interviewer, but also extremely importantly, important to the interviewee. Also note that these gestures may happen throughout the conversation or a discussion, and they change as the conversation progresses. So if a person is stressed initially, they might display elements like sweating or quivering or shaking of the voice. They might slightly shake, but as an interviewer develops their confidence, they might portray different body language. So body language does not remain constant. If provided with elements of confidence, definitely it changes for the good. The objective of paying attention to nonverbal communication is to help you change the direction of the conversation. As just said now, if the person is showing negative gestures, then you need to change the topic by asking new questions or talking about something else. Try to actively put the person at ease so that the body language changes, and of course, the person changes the attitude as well. Well, some more points of body language which give out specific aspects. So, here is a comprehensive list of probable body gestures which you watch out during the course of a job interview. So, these are certain important elements here. Things like the crossed arms and legs mean that the person is feeling very reserved and is suspicious. So, it's extremely important. It also means that the person is probably defensive and is in a reserved mood. So, people who are not open to thought generally display this kind of a body language. Open arms and hands mean that the person is open and receptive. Standing before you with hands inside the pockets means that he or she is not sure or can be suspicious. Standing before you with hands on hips means the person is receptive and ready to help you out. Rubbing the back of the head or touching the back of the neck means the conversation is not really interesting. Finally, leaning back in the chair with both hands clasped behind the head means the candidate is in an analytical mood but is also a gesture of superiority. So, these are certain things which you need to understand. These are applicable, as I previously said, to the interviewer as well as the interviewee. So, these things actually make you understand what are the kind of signals that are being sent. A few more things we shall discuss from this comprehensive list of probable body gestures. The next is if a person with the palm holding or supporting chin, if a person is doing or engaging in such kind of a body gesture, he is in an evaluating position and being critical. So, as a candidate, if you are noticing such kind of things with an interviewer, you need to understand that the person is evaluating you and is being critical. Rubbing or touching of the nose when asking a question means he is not telling the complete truth. So, the complete truth is not being said. There might be an element of lies there or some falsification. Sitting in a chair, shaking on one of the legs means definitely that the candidate is nervous and is not comfortable. If the eyes are downcast and the face turned away, it means he or she is not interested in what you're saying. Another important element is if the candidate moves his body and sits with his feet or her feet and body pointing towards a door, that means they want to end the conversation and leave the room. If they are nervous, try not to show it. So, don't touch things like the watch or clothes or bag. Try to maintain eye contact with the interviewer. So, as some of these aspects are also mentioned from the perspective of the interviewee or the candidate. Last but not least, do not underestimate the importance of your posture and the subtle movements. So, this is extremely important to understand that all these body movements, all the gestures, they send out signals from the body which are unconscious in nature, but yet they are extremely reliable, extremely true. So, as an interviewer, you definitely need to portray the right body language. As an interviewer, it's your onus to understand body language displayed by the interviewee, and if it's on a negative or a nervous tone, to get it back within the comfort zone. So, here we have discussed in great detail a lot of elements of body language. The next follow this with note taking essentials in the next slide.